اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
One of the hadith that has been said about our difficulties in today's life. Of course, we as followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and Shias are facing one type of the problems, and as a Muslim Ummah, we are facing some different types of challenges. So there are many challenges that we are facing in today's world. So you can just list those difficulties. And then one may question, and in mind this question comes, what is solution? Is there any solution for these difficulties? Or that is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just putting the burden on the people and there is no solution for that. So in order to understand solution for all the problems that we have today, for example, what are the major problems we are facing today? We are facing problem of injustice in this world. We are facing a problem of zulm, wronged by the other people, brutality. We are facing oppression and suppression in various countries. We are facing a dictatorship. We are facing unlawlessness in the world today. We are facing terrorism, criminals, some trained terrorists, those who are taking the lives of people, and something that you never heard, you can hear today. And that is increasing every day. People, those who are being trained today, I was listening to one of the interviews of these brutal who's been arrested in Pakistan in past few days, one of the terrorists who attacked on Madrasa Shaheed Hosseini. And he was asked that, are you ashamed on your action? He said, no, I'm not ashamed. What I've done, that was my duty. If you are being free, then are you going to repeat that? He said, yes, I'm going to do that again. Then they asked him that if your family becomes obstacle, are you going to do that again? He said, even if I have to kill my family, then also I'm going to do that. They said, you have been able to kill many innocent children. Aren't you ashamed of that? He said that even if we kill all the children, we are going to do that, but we are going to do jihad. This is jihad, it is wajib upon us. And then he was asked, where you take this jihad? Who is commanding you? He said, our Amir is asking. He asked, what is the name of Amir? He said, I'm not sure what is the name of Amir, but I know that my Amir has asked for jihad. So this type of mentality that you are going to face tomorrow, these ignorant people, group we had in the past, in the time of Muawiyah, in all other times that you can find, if they say to them during the day that it's night, they're going to accept that. Even if they say to them that it's not a night, it is day, then they're going to accept. So these ignorant people, that they accept everything. So we are facing ignorance. What is solution for that? Imam has provided solution for that. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam says that, Akhtaru, please say salawat. Imam said, "Akthuru ad-du'a li ta'jil al-faraj." You should do more du'a about hastening the reappearance of Imam. فَإِنَّ فِيهَا فَرَجَكُمْ. So that this fiha can have two meanings. One, that in making this du'a, there is relief for you. That you will have a hope. You know, dua provides a hope. Many people, they are becoming hopeless. They think that, oh my God, what it is happening? How it's going to be future? What are we going to do in the future? So this dua, it provides us a hope that there is a future. And it is brightened future. It is clear future. It is future of justice. It is future of Adil Imam, infallible Imam. So that is one of the ways. Second, that in fiha farajakum, that means if this zuhur takes place, if reappearance takes place, in that reappearance there is a solution for you. In reappearance of Imam-e-Zaman, there is a solution for you. So in both cases, of course, making dua and making dua more, aktharu ad-dua. Unfortunately, we have forgotten. We don't practice that. We do not follow that. Imam said, aktharu ad-dua, that means plenty of the times. Many of your times have to be filled. And, you know, when we do dua, let us think when we do dua. We face many problems in our life, and then we come to dua and do tawassul with dua. Isn't that correct? When we are facing major challenges in our life, at that time we raise our hands and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not recitation of dua faraj. He did not say that you should recite dua faraj. Imam said, Aktharu ad-dua li ta'ajil al-faraj. You should do dua. So dua is a fail. It's a practice. It is not recitation. When we will feel the need of Imam, then we will do dua. We will understand that our major problem, major challenge today is not having Imam. It's absence of Imam. And if we really realize that and make dua with this need and with this challenge, facing this challenge, then definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide relief. And that relief is going to be in the form of our hope in our hearts, our belief about the future. And belief changes many things. Hope changes many things. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to provide the real relief that He's going to send down Imam of the age, because people, they have realized the need. And they are ready to follow an infallible Imam. So let us learn this hadith, and you know, we can teach our children sometime. Imam-e-Zaman said, "Aktharu ad-du'a li ta'jil al-faraj. Aktharu ad-du'a li ta'jil al-faraj. Fa inna fiha farajakum. Fa inna fiha farajakum." For the love and reappearance of Imam-e-Zaman, please say salawat.